Welcome, everybody, to our final lesson on Mark's Gospel, the Passion and the Resurrection of Jesus, Lesson 8. Today we're going to be talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 20. This is a message that was prepared for April 8th, 2012. Today we have a guest worshiper, and his name is James Kim, and he is... Can you tell us about yourself, James, what school you go to, and a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is James Kim. I go to Northern Illinois University, and my major is accounting. And I'm an international student from South Korea, and I live in Dekalb. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And he loves God. And he loves the Word of God. So that's why we're here today, is to worship and to learn about the resurrection of Jesus. So we're going to sing together, He Lives, and then James will be reading the passage for us. Okay, so here we go.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He works with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
That was beautiful. Yeah, and now James is going to read for us the text for today, Mark 16, verses 1 to 20.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Don't be afraid, he said. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone, because they were afraid. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. He went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. And afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were working in the country. These returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them all either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it.
Very good, James.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Today's message is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 20. And the key verse is Mark 16, verse 15. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for making this Easter a very joyful and meaningful event. Thank you for helping us to deeply understand what you have accomplished for us through the suffering and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I pray for the gospel message to ring out across our land through the multitude of Easter programs going on. May the hearts of those who do not believe be moved to believe and put their hope and trust in Jesus Christ. I pray the hearts of believers may be strengthened, that they may know your grace and love you more. I pray for all of us to unite together in faith and propagate the gospel on our campuses and in our communities. Please plant your word in our hearts through this daily bread passage. I thank you and I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Part 1, he has risen. Look at verses 1 to 8. In verses 1 to 3, we can see the love and devotion of these women. They came at the earliest possible moment to anoint Jesus' body with spices. They did not expect Jesus to be risen. They only wanted to show one more act of love to the one who had loved them so much. The disciples, in contrast, were trembling behind locked doors. There is something to be said of this Christian love and devotion of women. In many churches, the majority of worshipers are women. In most Christian choirs in churches, most of the singers are women, about 80%. I pray that my heart may be filled with such love for Jesus, and that men may step up to the plate and pour out their love to Jesus, just like the women. These women were not afraid. The authorities were out to arrest Jesus' followers. The Romans had posted guards at the tomb. The Jewish religious authorities were making sure that the disciples did not steal the body of Jesus because they did not want the people to believe. The women were in danger of being arrested or even molested by Roman soldiers. But their love for Jesus was able to overcome all fear. Where there is love, there is release from the bondage of fear. We are so afraid of expressing our love for Jesus at times. We wonder what people would think. Will they reject me? Will they defriend me on Facebook? Will they block my posts on Facebook because I'm too religious? Will I be fired from my job? If I go on a short-term mission trip, will I get a disease? Or will I be kidnapped, held for ransom, or beheaded on YouTube? There are so many fears getting us to hold back and showing our love for Jesus. But we need to take a lesson from these devoted women. They also went to the tomb by faith. They knew that there were soldiers there. They knew that there was a huge stone in front of the entrance of the tomb. They could have easily dwelt on the impossibilities and not even tried to go. But they thought about the possibilities instead of the impossibilities, saying, let's try anyway. Maybe God will open the way. And so they came to the tomb by faith. And God worked. All of the obstacles were taken away and they were able to meet the risen Jesus. We must never let seeming obstacles keep us from doing what God wants us to do. We must never let any obstacle from keeping us from worshiping Jesus and meeting Jesus in a very personal way. God will open the way. He will fill our lives with possibilities instead of impossibilities. The living God will open doors for His people. Go forth with faith in Jesus' power. If Jesus' story ended with His death, it would be worse than a horror film. But praise be to God that it did not end there. As Jesus foretold, He rose from the dead. What proof was there? Well, first there was the empty tomb. Next, there was the angel's message in verses 6 to 7, which reads, don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. There was also the powerful testimony of the changed lives of those who knew him. For example, the sorrowful women became joyful and the fearful disciples became bold witnesses of Jesus' death and resurrection. Not to mention that Jesus' resurrection occurred despite of the authorities' best efforts to suppress it. There are so many reasons to believe in Jesus' resurrection and no reason to not believe. His resurrection is a fact. I don't think that God could prove any more evidence in the resurrection of short of teleporting us back in time to see it or into the future to see the risen Jesus in heaven. If he did this, we still might doubt what we were witnessing. I really believe God did his best to make future generations know the truth that Jesus' resurrection actually occurred. Jesus' resurrection is a fact in my life because I experienced the power of the risen living Christ in my own life. He changed a hedonistic, pleasure-seeking student and made him into a disciple of Jesus, a shepherd, a Bible teacher, a pastor of a small house church ministry. He healed me of so many spiritual ailments of heart, especially boredom, meaninglessness, a lifelong stammering problem, and much more. He leads and guides my life daily. The living Jesus has revealed himself to me in so many wonderful ways. He will reveal himself to you too, if you will let him. This resurrected Jesus gives us assurance and a true and living hope in eternal life in the kingdom of God. All other religions claim that there is some sort of afterlife, but they have no proof. They have no resurrected Savior. They have no fulfilled promises. Their adherents are always wondering, is this true? Is this simply part of a man-made religion? Can I truly believe this and devote my life to this? The answer to these questions for adherents of all other religions is no. There is only nagging doubt that they have given themselves over to something that is not true. Only in Jesus can we have assurance of salvation and of the resurrection. With this assurance, we know that because Jesus rose from the dead, his believers will also rise from the dead. There is resurrection principle here. This principle is that even though we die, we will rise with Jesus as we hold on to resurrection faith. With resurrection faith, we are not depressed about getting old. We are not depressed about bad economy. We are not depressed about sickness and weakness. We are not depressed because of poverty and lost opportunities. We are not depressed when our friends or our children leave us. We are not hope paralyzed when we feel we cannot go to work even one more day. We are not depressed and hopeless when our marriages are in the hard times. We do not get down when we feel like we are doing poorly in school. It's because we know that no matter how hard the situation becomes, we have Jesus and there is the resurrection. We can try again with resurrection faith in our hearts. There's always hope and light at the end of the tunnel. God will raise us up out of the darkest situations, even death. As we get older, our joy and expectation in the resurrection increases. We have joy and power to live life to the fullest, right to the end of our lives in this world. Praise Jesus for the power of the resurrection. The women were the first witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. It is because their love for Jesus was so great. God used them for a great mission, to witness to the resurrection before the disciples. When we love Jesus, God gives us the privilege of participating in many wonderful works of God. Despite of the women's sincere efforts to let the disciples know the truth about the risen Jesus, the disciples were slow to believe. But Jesus appeared to them over a period of 40 days and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. They were eventually transformed by the power of the risen Jesus and become bold witnesses of his resurrection. They all proclaimed this message at the risk of their lives. Traditionally, all of them were martyred except John, who was exiled to the island of Patmos. When faith in Jesus' resurrection nestles in our hearts, fear is dispelled, and we become bold witnesses of the gospel, and may many bold witnesses of the gospel be raised up across our land and on our campuses. So part 2, the risen Jesus command. Look at verses 9 to 20. 9 to 20. These verses are a good summary of all the gospel accounts of the resurrection. Verse 15 is called the World Mission Command. It reads, James, can you read verse 15 for us?
He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation."
Yes, thank you. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news of salvation. Whoever believes and commits his or her life to Jesus will be saved. Jesus' power and presence will be with those who believe. This is such a wonderful gift given to us by God. We are recipients of so much grace. We cannot rest easy until we have shared this gift with others. We have received grace and apostleship to tell the world of all that Jesus has done. I pray that I may obey Jesus' world mission command, starting with my family, my working place, my community, and my campus. When we decide to obey Jesus' world mission command, then there are many dangers facing us. There may be things that Satan may use to plant fear in your hearts to stop us from preaching the gospel and render us impotent in the work of God. But we must not be fearful. Jesus promises to go ahead of us. He will protect us from things that threaten our lives. He will move people's hearts to believe. We will be given spiritual power to even demolish demonic strongholds. With the risen Lord, there's no need to shrink back. We can take hold of the glorious mission that God has put before us to go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. We will have joy and victory when we do so. The people of this world need to hear the gospel message and believe. The fact is they are lost in the darkness of sin and suffering greatly. They will stand condemned if they do not repent and believe. But most importantly, their Father in heaven, their Creator God, wants them to believe and be saved and enter into an eternal, loving fellowship with Him. He wants to work through you and me. All we must do is hold on to resurrection faith and walk with Jesus today. Lord Jesus, I know and believe that You rose from the dead to give us victory over sin and death. Help me to share this good news with others. One word, preach the gospel of Jesus to all people. Now, James, you studied we just heard about the resurrection of Jesus. Can you share some thoughts about this passage?
Okay. First, I learned the women are really important in Church of Jesus. They're more than 80% in choirs and other important jobs. And I learned I should not be disappointed by bad grade, but have resurrection faith that no matter what happened, there's gonna be our Jesus Christ, the Savior, will be there with us. And lastly, I learned I gotta preach the good news to all the other people so they may be saved like me. So I learned these three things. Thank you.
Thank you very much, James. God bless you all, and may God be with you on your spiritual journey, James, and all people listening. Goodbye.